This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. Please turn and look directly at this device for subscription identity confirmation.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Broadcasting, this is Roger Brigado Fisher, Moonbase Theta. It is November 3rd, 2098. The time is 2013. Base temperature is 24 degrees centigrade. Surface temperature is minus 135. We are at 7 weeks to shutdown. Base operations are stable. Power's keeping up with the additional needs. Water supplies are steady again. Food stores and miscellaneous supplies are sufficient for the remaining schedule. Helium-3 is at 62%, which we're aware is below projected levels. There have been problems. Personnel have been reallocated as per my previous broadcast. Ashwini and myself have been clearing the backlog and processing and storage. Wilder has continued to expand and supervise the mining, the mechanical aspects. Michelle has acted in what has mostly been an observational capacity. Nessa is agriculturalist. Nessa Chong is no longer an active part of the crew. This is due to the failure of water supply and distribution falls within the heading of agriculture and environmental services. Nessa was always a backup supervisor for the ice mining operations. As such, they were assigned to complete the decommissioning of those operations so the equipment could be applied to increased HE3 mining efforts. At 10:13 yesterday morning, Nessa and Wilder were clearing out the chamber with our tunnel boring machine to allow them to turn around equipment more quickly. Nessa had left the control pod to check a mark they'd placed when the wall beside them cracked and half the chamber caved in. The debris was, by the time they were pulled out, Michelle assisted, they had been observing nearby, but by the time they were clear, Nessa was... Everyone was working under appropriate safety protocols. Nessa memorized them before joining the duty roster. They quoted them to the rest of us constantly during changeover. It was completely accidental. It also appears to be unrelated to the quakes we'd experienced recently. I don't see any benefit in blaming Wilder. Their cybernetics are the only reason they survived. Nessa will be sent down on the next scheduled supply rocket. Please inform their partners and children. A memorial will be planned here for next week if you would like to have anything read. I don't think it's right what's been done with them. I was outvoted. Instead of using Nessa's allocated stasis pod, the remains have been stored outside the station. I think they hoped out of sight would mean out of mind. However, when you pull up external monitors, you can see just the corner of the body bag, the way it sways. It's hard to stop looking. I'm told that mining activities will resume tomorrow morning. Supplies should exceed 80% in time for transport. On final note, Ashwini has predicted an increase in solar flare activity over the next 2 weeks. This may affect scheduled broadcast times. Please refer to the attached report for alternatives. Personal message to follow. to be directed to family and friends of agriculturalists. You know who to send this to. I don't have words, really. Your loss is our loss. We wouldn't have any of this without them. I promise we'll see them safely home. Second personal message. Alessandri, love and thoughts to you. I'll explain next time. Moonbase Theta out.
Thank you for listening to Moonbase Theta Out. Lehman Kessler is Roger Bergato Fisher. The episode was written, edited, and produced by DJ Silvis. Theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Additional credits are in the show notes, and additional show information is on monkeymanproductions.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We use Twitter a lot. And if you want to be one of the super moon heroes who help us make the show possible, support us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. We give our backers a lot of extras and behind-the-scenes info, even special mini-sodes. And you always have our grateful thanks for listening, sharing the show with friends, joining our Discord to chat with us, all the ways you become a part of our Mooniverse community. Take care, and we'll be back soon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hi, folks. Let me see if I can sum up Midnight Burger in about 25 seconds.
Really big monster!
Zero irony.
Pardon me, Gloria. Might my husband and I have a word?
The radio is talking to me.
So this is how it ends. Eaten by wolves in space.
There's a pocket dimension in the deep freeze.
This is the stupidest dystopia we've ever been to.
What the hell is that?
Because you're having a cigarette in 415 million BC.
Where are we?
Space.
Can you narrow that down?
The bad part?
Ava.
Yeah, that didn't work at all.
At the nexus of all things, there is a diner. Look for Midnight Burger on your favorite podcasting app, or just go to weopenat6.com.